This is Dr. Rawlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Mason, M-A-S-O-N, first name Magdalena, M-A-G-D-A-L-E-N-A, the date of birth, March 16, 1977, date of evaluation, July 18, 2024, referring physician, Dr. Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T, the chief complaint, 47-year-old female seen 203 off as she is scheduled for left ankle surgery. The HPI, the patient has noted reports an industrial injury to the left ankle, which occurred approximately 4 years ago, period. At that time, comma, she fell off a van while at work, period. She has had pain and decreased range of motion, period. She initially stayed away from work for approximately 6 months, period. During that time, she wore a boot, period. She returned to work, but developed ongoing symptoms, period. She then underwent surgery in 2021, period. Post-surgery, she has had pain and popping, period. She was then required an OATS procedure June 23, 2023. Post-surgery, she has had ongoing pain, period. MRI subsequently revealed worsening pathology, period. The patient is now felt to require additional surgery, period. She currently denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. Her past medical history, one, diabetes, i.e. pre-diabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, right shoulder surgery times 3, next number, cholecystectomy, next number, appendectomy. The medication, Ozempic 4 milligram injection Q weekly. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, maternal grandmother had meningioma. Maternal grandmother also has lung cancer. Maternal grandfather had diabetes. Social history. Patient is noted to have used cigarettes and alcohol in the past. She says that she has not used since 2012, period. She denies drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports fatigue and weight gain. Eyes, she wears reading glasses. She further reports burning of the eyes. Neck. She has stiffness, decreased range of motion and pain, respiratory, she reports symptoms of asthma on exertion, neurologic, she has vertigo, review of systems is otherwise unremarkable, blood pressure, correction, physical examination, blood pressure 124/76, pulse 66, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 243.6 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination reveals a soft stomach murmur at the left paroxysmal border, period. There is regular rate rhythm with normal S1 and S2, period. There is no S3 or S4, period. Carotids reveal normal upstroke and volume, period. abdomen is noted to be obese, serious. There are no masses or tenderness noted, serious. No organomegaly is present, serious. B. Skin exam reveals multiple tattoos involving the arm and wrist, serious. Musculoskeletal left ankle is noted to be tender on eversion, serious. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 62 beats per minute, serious. There's left axis deviation, serious. Non-specific T-wave changes noted, serious. The impression, this is a 47-year-old female with history of obesity who suffered an industrial injury to the left ankle, serious. She had subsequent surgery, but has had worsening symptoms and pathology, serious. Patient now scheduled for additional surgery, serious. She has history of prediabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and obesity, which are risk factors for her coronary artery disease. She has borderline ECG, but is noted to be asymptomatic, period. She has had no chest pain or apnea or PND, period. Patient overall is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She does have slightly increased perioperative risk given multiple comorbidities, period. However, she is again felt to be clinically stable and optimized for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.